Hey, it's Joe Shasky from The Morning Roast, and you're listening to Willard and Dibs. And if you want to see their beautiful faces, you can check them out on YouTube. Search 95.7 The Game right now.
That's a fact. And that man's voice right there is going to usher us into a hell of a week. Because Monday's a holiday.
Right.
Tuesday, he'll be back.
And sure.
On his first show back with Spadone, they will use a portion of their show to set the 95.7 The Game Fantasy League draft order.
That's exciting.
Followed by Wednesday, which is a big day around these parts for all kinds of reasons. On their show on Wednesday at 9 o'clock, they will live broadcast the first round of our draft. Each of us will, I believe, come on air to deliver our selection, whether we're able to be here in person or not. And it is my goal. I'm not going to promise it yet, but I'm trying to make some plans right now so that I can actually be in the building by 9 a.m. next Wednesday.
Wow, okay.
Why will I be so excited and pumped up to spend an entire day at work? Well, as soon as the workday ends, we will actually have the rest of the draft, rounds two through, how many rounds we got, Lucas? How many rounds are we doing? Anyway, rounds two.
Nine?
Yeah.
Maybe nine?
No, we're doing more
eight.
Than that. Stop it. How many rounds in the fantasy draft? We're not doing nine. What are you talking
it's
about?
Be like around 15.
How many starters
16.
Are there? Because there are now six bench spots. That's so I think 13. Let's
QB,
go 13.
It's two running backs is three. Two receivers is five. A tight end is six. A flex is seven. A kicker and a defense is nine. And got to have five or six bench.
Yeah, 15. 15
okay.
rounds.
There you go.
Yeah, I love what Lucas is like. Yeah, 15, which is not what I said at all twice. But anyway, so
nine.
You get the idea. Thank you. We're going to do our draft that night. It is also the day that you and I are going to have Scott Hansen on the show.
I love it.
That's happening at 3:15 next Wednesday. And somebody will let Greg Cosell know that I'm sorry. You're gonna have to get bumped.
Not, you'd be wrong.
Not off the show, but not at 3:15. If you need me to talk to you, you'd be wrong. Yeah, if you need to talk to Greg and Pods and all the people who all want to do 3:15 every Wednesday, let me know. We'll figure it out. That day, that segment belongs to Scott Hansen.
Oh, boy.
Okay?
7 hours.
And we'll talk to him for 7 minutes, maybe a little bit more. So, Wednesday, I would hope so.
I mean, how else am I going to get a question?
Because
you're going to be super geeking out. Hey, Scott, do you have any posters of yourself from my kid's bedroom?
I don't believe I agreed for you to be on this interview.
That's too bad.
I don't believe that.
Check the marquee.
Check the marquee.
You can talk block me all you want. I'm coming in.
Check the email to see who booked this thing.
Well, who books everything?
But you got to see what I said. Don't worry, Scott. It'll just be me.
Sure.
No. We'll talk to him for more than 7 minutes. But if you are so blessed, Dan Dibley,
yeah,
to end up with the number one selection.
Oh, I don't want it, but yeah, sure, I'm so blessed.
Neither do I. What would you do? Are we full PPR, Lucas?
Yep,
yes.
Full point.
Okay.
Yep. Which is a point per reception for those of you who don't speak fantasy. Sometimes you shortcut a lot of these things because you're in five different leagues.
I know.
I'm trying to speak to the non-fantasy audience.
I appreciate that. I think a good solid 89% of our audience knows what PPR stands.
But what
for.
About the 11?
You just took
can
care
we
of
not cater to the 11?
You can.
And I did.
And you did.
Right.
Yeah.
So full point PPR, point per reception, which I've always kind of preferred a half point PPR, but that's neither here nor there.
No, it's not surprising.
It's just, I mean, it makes it so much that the receiver is relied upon. Jamar Chase, first overall, makes a lot of sense. I am a little concerned, though, that Hendrickson signed, which means their defense won't be as terrible.
Well,
because I like a receiver on a really bad defense.
He was on it last year, and they were terrible.
And
they
Jamar Chase went bananas.
Yeah,
he had a monster year.
Like,
so
they had Trey Hendrickson last year. Then their defense was awful.
I think about the other options, and is there any other option that feels to me like it's a clear-cut better option? A lot of people hot on Bijan Robinson in Atlanta, but I think Atlanta, they've got an interesting offense where they've got a lot of weapons. I know Cincinnati has, you know, more than just Jamar Chase. You've got Yoshi Vosh, and you've got Higgins, and you know, but they're going to have
Brown.
Sure.
Yep.
Cincinnati, I think, has other options. I love Justin Jefferson, but he got a rookie quarterback.
Yep.
And I love Saquon Barkley, but I'm a little bit hesitant after the monster year he had. It's not often that you have an older back who has a monster year and backs it up with another monster year, other than Derrick Henry. And I love Derrick Henry, but you can't take him number one overall.
No.
He's more of like an 8-9, I think. Yeah. And Christian McCaffrey, that's a reach. And so as you start to figure out who not to take, it all comes down to one of maybe two or three guys. And so I would take Ja'Marr Chase, number one overall.
I think that, like, I wouldn't argue with it at all. One other thing to think about that I don't think you mentioned is depth of position. In other words,
in like 16-team league.
How many, right, and so how many of blank are there? How many elite running backs are there? How many wide receivers can you get production from? Anyway, so you would take Ja'Marr Chase. However, we're talking about a fake league that you're trying to win, not a real league.
Well, I mean, it's real. The money's real.
The money's real, but it's not.
I already paid.
I mean, it's not like we're not going to have any fans at our games.
No parade either.
No.
And no trophy, even though I've asked multiple times.
Yeah, who needs a trophy when you get...
Grandy does.
Yeah, well...
His stinking frame picture is still in here.
Exactly. You give Grandy a trophy, he just leaves it here. So that's not
points
exciting
at all. We can repurpose my trophy.
Yeah. Anyway.
The thing's puny.
Just put a little...
Shout out Dominic.
Just put a piece of paper over the label and just write, you know, fantasy winner.
Yeah, fantasy football trophy with a guy shooting a basketball on top.
That's on brand.
Great. Perfect. Perfect. I mean, if you're going to call the league 95-7 the lame, that's pretty lame. So, anyway.
That's my trophy you're talking about.
Yeah, well, yes, it is. So, I bring all that up to continue to sort of think through the process of who matters more to you winning. And so, I was just thinking about this today. I don't blame Debo. I don't blame Brandon. I don't blame Juwan. But I also don't blame the fans for thinking y'all are nuts. You're all nuts.
Those players?
Yeah, you're all of them. Like, wide receivers have lost their minds. They haven't lost their minds. They're just following the breadcrumbs. And so are their agents. And it's working. So I'm not calling them dumb. I'm just saying that the whole process has scrambled their brains. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
Wide receivers are like dudes who walked into a strip club. Your brain just scrambled, and that's it. And now you're being led around by something that ain't got nothing to do with what we're trying to do with the daily life. Like, we're trying to win football games.
Right.
And this doesn't do that.
Not always. And I'm just looking at last year's playoff teams, and you tell me on each of these teams who matters the most, or at least did last year.
All right.
You got the Houston Texans. They took on the L.A. Chargers. On those teams, who matters the most?
Like, well, I mean, C.J. Stroud and Justin Herbert are the first names that would come
to
mind.
And even if you went beyond that, you might get to Nico Collins next on Houston.
Well, Nico's wonderful, but he missed a lot of the season. Joe Mixon had, quote-unquote, the best year of any Texan.
Yep, and you could go to Ladd McConkey, who was a rookie.
He was fantastic.
He's great.
But a Harbaugh running attack.
Exactly.
Like, that's why the Chargers actually made the playoffs, is because they got unbelievable production out of their backfield.
Baltimore took on Pittsburgh. Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, absolutely. Did they have a wide receiver on that team?
They do.
I can't remember. Zay Flowers or whatever.
Is their top guy.
In Pittsburgh, you could look at T.J. Watt or... Yeah. You know, but again, we're not talking about the Pittsburgh receiver. Buffalo took on Denver. Bo Nix was great for Denver.
Yeah, Cortland Sutton, good player.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I think they had Jerry Jeudy, right, on that team.
No, he's on the Browns.
He was on the Browns last year, too.
Yeah, uh-huh.
No wonder why I could never track his stats. Eagles and Packers, we mentioned it before. Yeah. Saquon Barkley.
Well, you've brought up the Packers a lot as a team that just seems to perennially be like, we're just going to grab three receivers out of the draft. And we'll play him for 3 years, and then we'll move on.
Yep.
Like, every year. Right now, everyone's talking about, this is my favorite thing people do in drafts. I love Matthew Golden. You don't even know who that is. Matthew Berry sent you an email, and you've decided that Emeka Ibuka.
Oh, he's going to have a big year.
Oh, I love him.
I love Ibuka.
I love him.
You love Ibuka.
You could be standing next to him, and you wouldn't know that it's him. But you love him. And that's what happens. Christian Watson was supposed to be a really good receiver for the Packers. Gets hurt all the time, getting close to the end of the rookie deal. and you're just buried. You're over there on the bench doing I don't know what. You're hurt. You're on the pup list. Who knows? And now Jaden Reed is probably going to be, you know, their main guy. And, but watch what happens in 2 years when Jaden Reed's like, time to pay me $48 million a year. Bye.
Yeah.
See ya. We'll find some others. You know, like I don't know, man. They're treating running backs the way they should be treating wide receivers.
And I do think that the treatment of receivers is going to start changing, especially for those tier two, tier three, tier four guys where, you know, Juwan Jennings wants a big raise and the team is drafting guys to replace him every single year.
I messed up. I wanted to play this because I know that a lot of you, like if you're coming in and out, there was a text that came through on our Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorney's text line. That was very fair. It's like, hey, I just tuned in. Did we get some definitive action on what Juwan is asking for? I don't know if I would call it definitive, but yes, Tim Kawakami was on yesterday and used numbers. So we'll let you hear exactly what he said. Coming up next, we'll go to the phones. Kevin, you'll be first up. Also, Red and Gold Summit, Thursday, September 4th. 6 days away, Dibs.
Can't wait.
King's Fish House, Westfield Valley Fair, Santa Clara. Dibs and I will be live 2 to 4. And then the summit with all six of us is going to be from 4 to 6. Great food, great place. Hang with all of us. We'd love to see you and meet you. Thursday, September 4th, King's Fish House, Westfield Valley Fair in Santa Clara. Come out, get the season started with a bang, and experience the ultimate in shopping, dining, and entertainment at Westfield Valley Fair. Your game day destination. Catch all the games this season at King's Fish House, the go-to spot for fans. This is Willard and Dibs.
Pause.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Crushed. You want to talk about crushing it?
Crushing it.
Can I show y'all something?
Well,
how many of you are on YouTube? How many of you are on YouTube right now?
Got to be about 317.
8,000. 8,000.
409?
Not five, not six, not seven.
I got to get back on the tube. Those people miss me, and I miss them.
They do miss you. I had a whole YouTube conversation last week with people. They're like, get Dibs back in here. He who shall not be named is no longer in the chat. Like, everybody finally booted him.
Good.
I blocked him. It was the first time I've ever blocked anyone in my entire life on YouTube.
You can call me Matumbo, because I block all kinds of people.
Well, part of it is that I'm just not a techie, and so I'm like, I don't even know how to block you. But then I can figure it out, and then you have to be so over the top that I'm finally like, I give up. Like, I'll try to talk to you. I'll try to figure out some common ground. If it doesn't work, all right, fine. On the wrong day at the wrong time, I'm going to block you. And I did. And then that's sort of like, it seemed to get the rest of the crew all going against this person. And now that person's just gone.
Awesome.
I don't know. Yeah, whatever. So everybody was like, tell Dibs he can come back. So then I told you to come back. And then you did.
Yeah, here
but
we
then,
are.
But then you didn't. You kind of didn't come back again the next day.
But I'll be back. But anyway, I do try to focus on our conversations, because a lot of times, I mean, there's so much going on, second race at Del Mar, and you've got multiple things. I got Matthew Berry and his running back sleepers over here.
I'm sorry, did you say something?
Exactly. The distraction factor is crazy.
It's big.
It can be.
Yeah. What does he say about Jameson Williams?
He'll have a larger role this year under new OC John Morton, the salt guy.
I got him.
Who are you?
But then again, I've got everybody.
I was going to say five teams.
There was a guy who dropped out of one of our leagues last night, and he was like...
He dropped out?
Well, last minute, which was kind of weak sauce. But anyway, he's like, I can't do it. And I'm like, why? You got to come hang out. Like, just, you know? And he's like, I'm in too many. And if once you're in too many, you're not really rooting for anything, because you're rooting for everything. And I didn't have a response. I was just like, it's a good point. It's a very fair point. By the end of this next week, I will probably have everyone.
Right. So you're looking at Jameson Williams, you'll be like, I need you to score or fumble.
Right.
One of the two.
Right. Or throw it to the other guy.
Something.
Because I got him too.
Exactly.
But then halfway through the season, one of your teams is good, the other one's not, whatever, you start rooting. Anyway, you get the idea. But here's what I want, the reason I brought up YouTube. I want everybody to get over to YouTube if you're not on there right now, because we have something to show you. we'll describe it to the radio audience as well, because you too are all welcome to come to King's Fish House in Santa Clara / San Jose Valley Fair next Thursday afternoon and evening. Dibs and I will be there from 2 to 4, and then the whole gang is there from 4 to 6. Okay, the summit, the Red and Gold Summit 2025, Spadoni, Shasky, Steiny, Goo, me and you. And they're a ton of fun, number one, but we also have some new things planned this year. So for those of you who have been to one before, I would come to this one, because this one going to be even better.
It's going to be super fun. Right? It's going to be more of a fun-it than a summit, based on some of the things we were talking about in our meeting yesterday.
It's
and
a 3 because it's Friday.
Appreciate it.
Anyway.
More likely a 2, but not only will there be some new fun on-air segments to enjoy, if you happen to be there in person, you too can be a winner.
Yeah. So I'm going to hold up something for all of you to see right now that you can win, but only if you're there. Okay?
Where?
King's Fish House, Red and Gold Summit, Valley Fair, Santa Clara / San Jose.
It's Santa Clara.
Well, depends. If you go to the restroom, it's in San Jose. Anyway.
Next Thursday. 6 days.
Right. 2 to 4 us, 4 to 6 everybody. Come early, get a good seat, food, fun, all the stuff. And then one of you is going to walk away with this. I want to show you this too. So why don't I hold it up and then you describe what you see.
I see a framed item with 49ers at the top. And there are two players exchanging a high five. Joe Montana and Jerry Rice. It's a left-handed high five, which I both am a little bit troubled by, but I also love.
It's weird.
It's weird, but when you think about Joe Montana as a right-handed quarterback, of course he's going left-hand. In case Jerry's so excited that he brings it and he hurts Joe's hand.
That's a good thought.
Joe Montana, and I love the old-school helmet with, you know, barely a double bar face mask. Jerry Rice, Joe Montana, high five. They probably just did something pretty cool.
See those two gold boxes down at the bottom?
What's in the box? Oh, those are signatures.
Signatures.
Jerry Rice.
Signed.
And it looks like J-Mo.
Yeah, his signature is just a J and an M and then like some scribbles.
It's J-Mo. I like that. Like kind of like Jameson, but J-Mo. And I wonder about the evolution of Jerry Rice's signature, because all of our signatures evolve over time.
They do.
That feels like the original Jerry Rice signature, which was only a
Why?
Jerry Rice signature.
Why? What is it now?
Now it's probably, I don't know, he's probably signed, what, 2 million autographs? I would imagine the more you sign, the less formal it gets.
Or did he add, some guys add HOF when they make
True.
The Hall of Fame.
Good call. But that is autographed. That is awesome. And it's got that fancy plastic wrap around the border.
Yes.
So your grubby fingerprints, fresh off a chicken casserole or whatever you ate.
No, I had a Cliff Bar.
You're constantly eating.
I know.
But the point is,
I
your grubby
earlier.
Paws,
yeah.
Although I do see some fingerprints on there.
They're not mine.
We'll see. We'll take them to forensics. But
yeah, they're not. I'm not touching it.
We will make sure that thing is in mint condition for the summit for one of you to win. At King's Fish House, right down there in Santa Clara, hard by San Jose, across the street from Santana Row, in case you need it.
It's going to be a great day.
It's going to be phenomenal. I recommend you go early and tool through the mall, because that mall is
a lot going on, right?
Phenomenal.
Yeah, a lot going on.
I love that mall.
I can't wait. Yeah, we're just going to get up and go down there. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Kids, are you at school? Good. Bye. We're going.
That's my daughter's first day at her new school, so she's going to be out the door early, pigtails in, so I'll be down there super early. It's going to be a pigtails Thursday now.
Does she know what's coming? Is she going to yak in?
Because she know will
that,
yak
that
in.
Night, like, remember, like, the Eagles play the Cowboys that night.
Right.
Oh, that's the other thing. For all you summit goers, I mean, like, I'm not going to tell you exactly where it's going to all happen, because I don't know where we're going. Once the whole thing's done, but we ain't going home. I know that. We ain't going home. We got a football game to go watch. We're gonna watch it now. So you know what I mean? Like let's all have a time. Like let's have a great night, okay? And Micah Parsons won't be there, and we can find a TV and root against both teams. Yeah, let's go. Yeah. Nobody.
Pending our fantasy draft the night before.
That's true.
I might be a huge Lamar Jackson fan.
I got that. Well, Lamar's not playing in that game.
I thought it was Baltimore, Buffalo. Oh, this is Dallas Sunday and Philly. Night. I'm Dallas sorry. Philly, yeah, my bad. That's the.
I'm three drafts in, and I got none of either. None.
No you got Eagles. No Eagles, no Cowboys?
No Cowboys. And in one of the leagues, I had the Eagles kicker, and then I just went and dropped him.
Dang.
Yeah.
That felt personal.
I'm like, nah, I want somebody else. I don't want that. Like, you guys do a tush-push. It's going to tick me off.
Good so point.
Just, yeah, get out of here.
Let's fourth go. And one at I'm the 38, and you're dreaming of a 55-yarder.
Seriously. Sirianni's going to have, like, crap flying out of his mouth. Go for it. I'm like, I can't. I don't want the aggravation, Dibs. So I removed it. That's what's fun about getting to middle age.
Yeah.
Just remove the aggravation from life. I don't want it.
And that's actually interesting on two fronts. One, going into a fantasy draft, it's important to, when you're thinking about a kicker, look at who goes for it a lot on fourth down. And the other piece of this, and I'm probably tipping my draft strategy and I shouldn't.
Nobody cares about kickers, so just
I'm
say
taking
it.
Jake Moody. I'm getting Jake Moody.
I'll tell you what.
I'm taking Jake Moody.
Having already done three drafts, you can have him.
Has Jake not been taken?
Not once.
Not once.
Not once.
The Niners don't really ever go for it on fourth down.
Right.
And I believe that Jake Moody is going to have a good year.
And they're a high-scoring team. They're a high-scoring team.
High-ish. They weren't last year.
Well, they weren't bad.
They were middle of the pack.
Yeah. They're not the Saints. Like, you don't want the Saints kicker. You want a kicker for a team that scores. So, yeah, anyway, if you want Jake, you have.
Yeah, you probably want the Cowboy kicker because he can kick it from anywhere, yeah. And they probably won't be a big touchdown team. But just I was thinking about that with Philadelphia because of the tush-push and, like, you know, Dan Campbell were biting kneecaps. Like, I don't know how often they like to kick field goals. It seems like he's not that into it.
I lied. I forgot. I lied.
Oh, God. This is getting awkward.
Yeah. Last night, I took Dak Prescott.
What?
One of my quarterbacks in one of my leagues.
Man.
I forgot.
Authenticity. You promised.
No, I forgot.
Oh, you are 50 now, so I'll allow it.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! It's too many leagues. They're like, who's your quarterback in that league? I'm like, I don't know. I don't remember.
This was the dad's league, right?
Yes.
You get the family league.
I had a couple beers last night.
The high school friends, the college friends. The Dad's League and the 95.7 The Game League.
Correct.
And a league to be named later. I'm sure you'll stumble into one.
No more. Until next year. Then there'll be more.
Sure.
Yeah. Every year. You want to do one more? Let's do one more. Okay, let's go to... we're going to play this Kawakami sound, but I want to go to Kevin in the city. Hi, Kevin. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Willard. Hey, Dibs. Great show today.
Thanks, man.
I just wanted to chime in on all the fantasy football wisdom that you guys are talking about. And I feel like if people are starting to get into it, mock drafts are like the fantasy football version of a dress rehearsal. You can test strategies, see where the value is, figure out that Jake Moody never gets drafted. Sorry, Dibs. And the best part is your mock draft always will be better than your actual draft.
By the way, you want to know why that is, Kevin? You want to know why that is? It's the same reason that you always hit the ball really well at the range but not on the course. Because actually, everything that goes wrong in the practice, you just let it roll right off your shoulders and you don't care. So I've always found that when I go to the range, I remember all the good shots and I forget all the ones that didn't go well. Then you go on the course, you hit a bad one, it goes out of bounds, it sticks with you. It's kind of the same thing in fantasy football.
Totally. And can I say one last thing?
Of course you can.
All right. Now, that being said, there is no mock needed for the 49ers. They are stacked. Elite defense, playmakers everywhere, and a quarterback on the rise. It's shaping up to be a big year for our boys. I'm excited. I'm pumped.
Kevin, that's my kind of 49er fan right there. Thank you, Kevin.
Let's just take it by point. Elite defense.
Maybe.
Well,
No.
Sure, but
maybe.
Elite defense would be your top four? Top four out
top
of 32?
Five, like elite, top five.
Okay. I mean, elite for me would be a higher bar than that, but I'll even give you top five.
All right.
Can they go from 28th to top five with a bunch of young players? I would say I would give that point a 4 out of 10 in likelihood. I don't think that that is very likely.
Yeah, no, not likely.
Playmakers everywhere? I'm going to give that one a 5 because maybe in week 9 you'll have playmakers everywhere.
Well, first of all, we don't know that Juwan Jennings is not playing. We don't know that. So
right.
We don't know how good or not good Ricky Pearsall is. I happen to believe the hype. I think he's really good. George Kittle, Christian McCaffrey, Brian Robinson. It's not a crazy statement. It's not a crazy statement.
It's not crazy, but
I just like for him to say that it's like for sure, I think is the problem. Like what he's saying might be true. It might not, though. So you can't right. say we've got elite. Like, yeah, maybe. What? How's the health? How's the contract? How's the defense is elite. Well, you got a really good defensive coordinator.
Right.
And then a bunch of players where you're like, are you good? I think you're going to be good. I don't know if you're going to be good.
You got 5 or maybe 6 new starters, and you know, you're going to rely on 3, if not 4, well, rookies. Doesn't mean they can't be good.
Yeah, like I love that he's actually kind of frameworking the whole thing with the idea of fantasy football, because here's one thing that, for instance, because my older guy, he did a draft so early that he took like Joe Mixon in like the 4th or 5th
yeah,
round.
Yeah, it's too bad.
And that's why I told him, I don't do that. It's too early. But now he's just cruising around in life like he's got a hole in his chest because he's got Joe Mixon. And he took him in the 5th round. And he's like, everything's
and
off.
And he's out for the year?
No, but he's on the first 4.
Sure.
He's on the pup, and there is some buzz that this isn't going to get better. But anyway, point is, he might. Maybe he will get better. But he's like, oh, this, that, and the other. Like, you know, woe is me. And I'm like, remember, there are multiple stars this year in fantasy football who you don't know anything about right now. You have no idea who they are. You might think that you sort of kind of know them and you might grab them in the 13th or the 14th round. But every year, right, somebody will get hurt and that backup will step forward and poof, become an absolute game changer. It happens every year. So just be ready and go get one of those guys. And then I'd say the same thing about the 49ers. That's why I like sometimes when people are like, oh man, we got question marks. Sure, but the answer might be yes. Like a question mark is not a bad thing. It's a question mark. It's a maybe this or maybe that.
The question is only as tough as the answer is correct. So the question is, who's going to fill in at linebacker? And well, the answer might already be there, and the answer could be phenomenal. You just don't know. Yeah. So like, oh, if Juwan doesn't play, who's going to be the other receiver? Well, what if it is Sky Moore and he has 9 catches for $132 and 2 touchdowns in the opener?
Or what if the passing game isn't great for 3 weeks, but you grind out a couple, you know, you win in New Orleans, you win your home opener, you're 2-1, and DeMarcus Robinson comes back and sort of calms the whole thing down, and Jordan Watkins and Jacob Cowing are back, and they're starting to show a couple. Like, I don't know. That's my thing. Why do question marks automatically mean it's going to be bad? I don't know if these young defensive tackles are going to be good. The Niners seem to think they're going to be good.
Well, they're hoping they're going to be good.
But they seem to think they're going to be good. Like, it's
but what else are you going to say?
No,
I mean, you're not going to come out and say, you know what, we got real trouble in the interior
here.
I would
argue that they do. They are honest sometimes. Nobody's out here being like, Alfred Collins is amazing. Nobody's saying that. The Niner coaches aren't saying that. He was drafted before C.J. West. Why aren't they saying that? Because C.J. West is better. Right now.
He's
had a better camp.
And honestly, for me, actions speak louder than words. Yep. And so you can say that, you know, Juwan's dealing with a calf and, you know, it's the contract and this and that. But what are the actions that the 49ers have taken in light of this Juwan situation? They've brought in no fewer than 10 receivers,
exactly.
Including Equanimeous St. Brown, who was in, he was out, he was in, he was out, and Gage, and MVS, and all the rest of it. Maybe Kendrick Bourne on Monday becomes a Niner. Actions speak louder than words, so they're obviously more concerned about Juwan Jennings than John Lynch was letting on yesterday.
Kendrick Bourne's got a good deal, man. Well, how come like he's like, yeah, we're doing meetings, but after the weekend? Like, and there's a little bit more urgency than that. Like, we had a game in a week.
Right.
Why did you do the workout today?
Sure, but what's the Niners' practice schedule?
I don't know.
I had next week's. I was just looking at that. They do go Monday. off Tuesday, and then it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then you're off to Seattle. So I don't know if the weekend is going to be off time for the Niners.
Okay, so for those of you asking, like, wait a minute, did we find out what Juwan's asking for? Will you tell us, did Tim Kawakami of the SF Standard right here on Willard and Dibbs, did he definitively say what Juwan is looking for?
What you hear, not from the camp, but from NFL circles, is that it's high. You know, it's above 20 is what I've heard, and maybe a lot above 20 a year, to put him in the top 20 or so of receivers in that realm. 49ers have done it before with Brandon Ayuk. So, like, there is precedent for lifting a guy way up on the higher ranks of the receiver salaries. What I've heard from the 49ers side in the air on that one is that they don't want to do anything. Like, they are negotiating. I think there have been numbers exchanged, but they just redid his deal last year. And that's before he got 977 yards receiving. That's before he was the, you know, first receiver, basically, last year when Ayuk got hurt. That's before a lot of other things happened. But, you know, their chance is, we keep doing you every year, we're going to come back and do it again, and then we're going to tell Colton McKivitz, we're going to tell Trent Williams, we're going to tell, you know, Brock Purdy, and to, you know, whatever. So you understand that precedent that they don't want to break.
Okay, so that the phraseology was what I've heard in league circles, not from the camp, meaning not from Juwan's camp.
Right.
They're not going to put this out there, but what he's heard is that it is high. It is at least $20 million per year, and possibly a lot more than 20 per year. And look, if you want to dive or try to dive into the inside the mind of Juwan, like, we can all look at it and go, oh, there's only about 20 wide receivers in the league making more than $20 million. But Juwan is like, right, but this is now. We're here. We're now. And the top of the market is not 20. It's 40. The top of the market is 40. Jamar Chase makes 40. So I'm actually totally in my right and not being crazy to ask for 25. That's $15 million below top of the market.
Right.
That may well be his line of thinking. But you know this. I've been asking all along. I want to know what the ask is. And I won't act like this is Sharpie, but this is the closest we've gotten to an idea of what Juwan might be asking for. And if he's asking for $20 million a year, I completely understand why the 49ers are like, we're not even having this conversation. That's crazy talk. It's crazy.
And I wonder where that point would be where the Niners would engage. And Tim is right when he says that. And it's kind of what I've said all along, which is, you know, you just signed your deal and now you're coming back to us with your hand out. What about everybody else who then sees it and, you know, they get to that spot where they want their deal redone and they want more money? At some point, you've got to say enough is enough. And even if Juwan was saying, like, hey, can I get to $15 million a year? They might still be thinking, no, we're not doing that. We just gave you your contract. So the more this goes on, the more it does make me think that he might end up getting traded in a last-minute scenario before you get into the game week.
It's possible. It's possible. And by the way, I also, like, you look at the numbers and you know, the people who are below 20, it's not like they're, oh, wow, clearly, clearly better than Juwan. It's just that when you get above 20, if that's what he's asking for, you're talking about some pretty elite territory in terms of name value. We can share some of that with you coming up next. 888-957-9570. What is more important to winning? Great wide receiver or great running back? We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. If you were with us earlier this week and you know our new game, Who Are You? It is based on the 49er roster, where the rest of the guys here on the show will go through five players with five questions to see if they can guess who the roster player is as we try to get to know these Niners for a new season. We'll do that in the 4 o'clock hour. But your calls right now, 888-957-9570. Receiver, boom, into the vat, into the mouth.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Lucas, you got to turn the TVs off in here because Dibs is going to catch up. Like, he's in, during the break, he's like, Bashal Tootin? He's like, who's that? I'm like, you're going to need to know this now.
When I do now.
It's pretty impressive pronunciation just by looking at the name.
Yeah,
it's not
but
easy.
I mean, like, Matthew Berry's Bashal Tootin. Bashal Tootin. If, look.
I thought that was something that my toddler did after she had dinner.
That too.
Bashal Tootin over there. You tootin?
I'm more of a Tank Bigsby guy myself.
Look at you.
Okay. But people, like, if you've been doing this for a minute, you know who Tank Bigsby is. You do not know Bashal Tootin. tooting.
Oh, I do now.
You do now. And if you're listening to us right now and you have a draft this weekend and you don't know who Bashal Tooten is,
no. Who are you?
You got work to do.
No doubt.
You have work to do. So do it. What team does Woody Marks play for?
Woody Marks?
Woody Marks.
Fight on.
Lucas is going to get mad at
him. Fight on.
What team does Woody Marks play for?
Boy, that's a great question.
Actually, this would be fun. This is actually fun.
Woody Marks?
Yeah, what team does Woody Marks play for?
Ooh, that's a good question. That's a good question.
I'm going to give you five names. You tell me who they play for, okay?
Can I add one?
Yeah, of course you can. But can we do this one first?
Sure.
All right, who does Woody Marks play for?
Sounds like a Jaguar to me.
Yeah. Man. Lucas, go ahead. Who do you want to do?
Kyle Manongai.
Who are you?
I don't know. The Bears?
That's right.
Okay. All right.
Adam Rank did bring him up last week. Oh. Were you here for Adam or no?
No.
No, he wasn't here for
you
Adam.
You had Rank when I was gone?
Yeah.
I love Adam Rank. He's funny and smart.
Jaden Blue.
Oh, I just was looking at him on one of Matthew Berry's lists. Yeah, Lucas, I asked you to book Matthew Berry, but I guess that didn't happen.
Jaden Blue.
He's got to be on the Broncos. I don't know. Jaden Blue. You're making up names.
You got another one? You got another one?
Yeah.
No, you don't. No,
Ollie
you don't.
Gordon.
Oh, yeah, Ollie Gordon. That's a good one. Ollie Gordon.
That's easy. He's a Dolphin.
That's
I'm all
true.
In on the Dolphins.
How'd you know that?
I'm deep diving on the Dolphins. My former brother-in-law is a huge fan of the Dolphins, as is Ken out of nowhere. You're from New York, dude. The Dolphins.
How about Taj Brooks? You should know this one. This is an important one.
Holla at your boy.
Brooks.
Todd Brooks.
No, not Todd Brooks. Taj Brooks.
He's a Brown.
Sorry.
I mean, you guys didn't even know.
I was worried. I was going to go.
I was waiting for the. I was waiting for it. I got to give you one more.
Okay.
I'm going to give you one.
I'm going to get this one.
No, you won't. I'm going to give you Jalen Lane.
Jalen Lane.
Even Lucas doesn't know where this one is.
Jalen Lane.
You have to tell me about the buzzer of the day because I don't know either.
Y'all don't know Jalen Lane.
Who the hell is that?
Well, you're going to have to play me this year. You're going to have to be ready.
You don't want me starting Jalen Lane.
You don't want this smoke. Jalen Lane.
With a name like Jalen, is he Raven? Raven Lane?
How do you know? I thought you didn't know.
We got Google back here.
You got Google.
We got Google.
He's a Commanders. Jalen Lane.
All right.
But
he ain't getting touches over Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt.
Well, they don't even play the same position.
Oh, but, right. Yeah. I thought they were running backs.
No, Jalen Lane is a wide receiver, which means you haven't heard of him now, but 3 years from now, he will make $52 million per year. Jalen Lane.
I do think that the market is going to go through a certain amount of a reset. And
I've been saying that for a year and a half, though. It hasn't happened yet.
You've seen guys who are not at the top of the class, and I don't know if they're going to automatically reset the market. And if you want to play the next round of free agency and you look at the next free agent class, I don't know who among them is going to be at that point and at that level where they're going to reset the market. I think that it's few and far between as far as the guys who are going to come up who are going to be able to jump over Chase and Jefferson.
Quinshon Judkins.
Oh, I just was looking at that. He's
Quinshon
a Brown.
Quinshon Judkins.
He's a Brown
right,
for
yeah.
sure.
Is he though?
That one, well, yeah, exactly. Technically, he is a drafted free agent at this hour.
A drafted free agent.
Correct. He is an unsigned human being.
So they drafted him, and already they have cut him.
No, he is.
They never signed
him. I shouldn't have said free agent. He's not free. He is a drafted player without a contract.
He never signed with Cleveland.
That is correct.
All right.
And there are legal problems.
Oh, there you go.
But by week 7, he could be a league winner.
Could be.
You should take him in the second round, Dibs.
Okay, Grandy. Yeah. This is so stupid. Like, You think that I'm that much of a rube that I'm going to take Quinshon? I'm just going to take Quinshon Judkins in the second round.
Judkins.
I'm not going to take either one of them. That was disrespectful. And you're pissing me off a little bit.
You
like you're some sort
Grandy.
Of a fantasy champ. You are nobody, my dude. You are nobody. You got rolled by Willard to prevent you from even being in the mix. You're going to come down my road.
He is a who are you champ. He's not
down
a nobody.
My road.
He's the champion of who are
Big
you.
Big deal. Quinshon Judkins. Whatever. Throw more names.
Isaac Teslaw.
I'm not answering these anymore.
Oh, yeah. You need
Teslaw?
You need to know that one. Well, he doesn't want to call himself Tesla because it's controversial.
There you go.
Yeah. I think his last name's Tesla, but he wanted no part of that
Isaac
smoke.
Teslaw?
Yeah.
Making stuff up. I'm
That's
done with
a
you
starter
people.
In the NFL.
Yeah. He's about to do this.
Starter on a good
about
offense,
to, He's
too.
About to wreck this league. He's about to catch passes from your boy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who's my boy?
Your boy.
Oh, my. Tesla. Isaac Tesla. T small e, capital S, L A A.
Hey, spell it
Isaac
how you want it.
Tesla.
Yeah. How do you want it?
Right. Where do you go to college?
Who cares?
Well, I'm asking you questions. You guys ask me, and now it's
no,
who cares?
It's irrelevant. Who cares where he went to college?
I obviously care, which is why I asked.
He's a Detroit Lions.
The Raisin. Yeah. Well, he played college football for the Hillsdale Chargers.
That's not a school.
Okay.
Arkansas, and apparently he's an athletic monster.
Monster.
Right. He started at Hillsdale College.
He's tearing this place up, Dibs. He had a hell of a camp now. But watch out. Flyer. Let's go to Jake in Oakland. Hi, Jake. What are you doing?
What's up, guys? I'm just commuting across the Bay Bridge right now. Big fan of the show.
Good
I had a couple
to
questions
me.
For
yeah.
you about the wide receiver room on the Niners.
Fire away.
A couple opinions that I have, and I'm curious to get your take. Basically, my view on Jennings, I'm not a fan of restructuring these contracts and paying some insane wages like you guys. And I had two quick questions for you. One, do you think that we could trade him and get some potential draft capital? And then two, I don't know about you guys, but I'm a big college football fan, and Isaiah Hodgins absolutely terrorized my Cal Bears when I was in school, and I think he was one of the most overlooked receivers on this preseason roster, and I was wondering if you guys think we could just get him back on the team and then potentially roll with that till the injuries get taken care of. But I'm curious what you guys think about those two things.
All right, Jake, thanks for the call and the kind words. Here's how it's what I would say, at least, about these two things. First off, you asked if the Niners could trade Juwan Jennings. Tim Kawakami addressed this with us yesterday. Here's what he said right now about the trade idea.
It's just not where teams are calling them up and saying, "Oh my God, we gotta get this guy from you." That's like they were for Ayuk. Frankly, the teams were calling for Ayuk. It wasn't, you know, knock you down over with a first round pick and what else can we throw you? But it was some teams were willing to give up a second round pick or so. Same thing with Debo a couple of years ago. That's just not Juwan's market. It's this weird kind of thing where he's valuable to what the 49ers do in some, you know, in some level. We know what it is, but he's not that valuable to other teams. He's just not. And Debo was sort of similar, right? Even when he was racking up all those run yards and receiving yards, but he was getting banged up. And what's he really worth to another team? You know, if they could have got a first-round pick for Debo a couple of years ago, I think they would have done it. And nobody was offering that. So it just becomes this. He's certainly, certainly valuable to the 49ers and was valuable last year. But, of course, he was wide receiver one on a 6-11 team last year. You know, it's not his fault, but it's not like that's the guy who's going to go win the game, certainly. So it's just weird conjunction of two sides that don't have a ton of leverage and just makes this situation where nothing moves.
Okay. Tim Kawakami, SF Standard, and basically the idea, no, the market's not great. Could it happen? He said it would be at least like nothing better than a fifth rounder, but that is some draft capital. Niners do well in the fifth round, but no, that doesn't feel great. The timing is off. The player is wrong. Could they trade him? Sure they could. That is a way that they could get out of this situation. I see it as unlikely and unfruitful, most likely, the idea of a trade.
And if you do trade him, wouldn't it be necessary for that acquiring team to give him a new contract? I mean, you don't have to, but if you are the acquiring team, I don't think you'd want to acquire him to just have him for a year. Maybe that's what you'd want to do, but a lot of these times you acquire a player. DK Metcalf is a good example. You acquire DK Metcalf and you give him a contract, and now you've got a player under your team control. I would figure that's what Juwan would want, and that's what the team would want, unless you give up a seventh round pick just to get a guy off the other team's hands.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.